Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Chet, daf 78. We left off on 77b, towards the top of the page, at the Pasuk, Almana, Grusha, V'chadara, Zona. The Gemara begins, Hai Tana, Maika Savar. The Tana...
L'idun
Nishmat
Naser Nisan Ben
Babali. L'idun Nishmat Naser Nisan Ben Babali, V'zad Hashem, L'idun Nishmato.
Famina.
Hai Tana Maika Savar. This Tana that we mentioned yesterday, what does he hold like? So we mentioned yesterday that if he did Almana, we said he's only Chayav once. Then we said if he did Almana Girusha Chalala Zona, that they were done in that order. We said if it was done in that order, he's liable for each and every one. If it was not in that order, he's only liable once. So the Gemara says, Ika Savar Isur Chalal Isur. If he holds that one prohibition takes effect on another prohibition, if Khanami, then even if the woman had became Almana Girusha Chalala Zona in a different order, she should be liable for each and every time. Vikasavar any sur chalal isur. If you say that one prohibition does not take effect on another prohibition, afilu kasedar as enami lo. Even in that order, you should not be liable because one isur does not take effect on. You should only be liable once. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Haytana isur chalal isur leitle isur mosif idle. He has a condition. He doesn't have the aspect of one prohibition takes effect on another, but he does have the aspect of there is an isur mosif. If one prohibition is adding on to the next one, then you would be liable for both. How do we know? Almana asura lekohen gadol v'sharia lekohen adiot, and a widow is forbidden to the kohen gadol and permitted to the regular kohen. Havia la gerusha, if she also is a divorcee, migod itosav la isura lekohen kohen adiot itosav la isura lekohen kohen gadol. Just like there's another isur now by a regular kohen for a divorcee, so too that's another isur for the kohen gadol. V'adayin sharia mechal b'tshuma, but she's still allowed to eat Shurma. If she becomes a chalala, since now there's an isur for to eat shurma, because she's a chalala, so therefore another isur comes for a kohen gadol. Okay, but what about zona? How can there be an extra isur now of a promiscuous woman for the kohen gadol here? So Amar Avchana Bar Kadina, Hoil Hashem Znut Posel Be Israel. The way Rashi explains it is that since the name of Znut is Posel Be'Israel, we find a case where this would be Mosif, this would be adding a prohibition, even though in this case, she didn't do Znut while under her husband, still we would consider the Shem of Znut to be an Isur Mosif, and therefore she would be liable for each and every one. So the Gemara says, Tanei Tana Kamei Rav Sheshet. We turn the bright in front of Rav Sheshet. Kol Shu Be'ikach, Hariv Be'lo Yikach. Kol Shu Eino Be'ikach, Eino Be'lo Yikach. Anyone who has the prohibition of Yikach, meaning who is allowed for the Kohen Gadol to take, says, Hu Yishav Yiftulei Yikach, he can take a virgin. So she is the one who would have a prohibition of Be'lo Yikach. Those are the people he's not allowed to take, meaning only if she became a widow or someone that he's not allowed to take, would that be a prohibition? But someone who is not able to be taken to begin with would not be eno belo yikach, would not be part of the prohibition of lo yikach that he cannot take. Thank you so much. Prat lekohen gadol sheba lachoto almana. It's coming to exclude the case of a kohen gadol who went and slept with his sister who is a widow. So what is he liable for? The prohibition of his sister or the prohibition of a widow? So that's exactly what he's coming to say. He's coming to exclude that. He's coming to exclude that isur because it's not over here. You wouldn't have both isurim take effect. So the Gemara says, "Amar le, damar lachmani." Who is the author of what you're saying? Rabbi Shimon, he is following Rabbi Shimon. Damar le, ein isur chalal isur. He says one prohibition does not take effect on another, and therefore you would not be liable both for the sister and for almana, and that's why you'd only be liable for one of them. Right? Rashi says, you wouldn't be liable because of Kohen Gadol. You'd be liable because it's a sister. So that's what it's coming to exclude. So the Gemara says, "Detanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha'ochel nevela v'yom kippurim patur." If somebody eats nevela on Yom Kippur, this is not halacha. But if somebody eats nevela on Yom Kippur, he's exempt from the prohibition of Yom Kippur because he's liable for eating a nevela. The Rabbanan, because if you follow Rabbanan, ha'amri isur chalal isur. The Rabbanan says that one prohibition would take effect on another, and you'd be liable for both. The Gemara says, "No, afilo tema Rabbanan." Even if you want to say it's following the opinion of Rabbanan. Ki amri rabbanan isur chalal isur. When the rabbanan said that one prohibition takes effect on another, hani mile isur chamor al isur kal. That's a strict prohibition on a lenient prohibition. Aval isur kal al isur chamor lo chayil. But a low prohibition, a lenient prohibition, on a stricter prohibition, the Rabbanan would agree that that would not take effect. So also over here, the isur of Kohen Gadol with the almana would not take effect on the case of isur achoto. The Gemara says Yikad Amri. Some say it differently. Hamani, who is the author here? Rabbanani. It's following the opinion of Rabbanan. The Amri, isur chal al isur. They say one isur takes effect on another. V'chi Amri, Rabbanan, isur chal al isur. When do we say that one takes effect on another? Hanimilei, isur chamor al isur kal. That's only when it's a strict prohibition on a more lenient prohibition. Of al isur kal al isur chamor lo chayil, but a lenient prohibition on a stricter prohibition like the Kohen Gadol. By the case of Achoto, it would not take effect. So the Gemara says, "Deir Rabbi Shimon, if you say to Rabbi Shimon, hashta isur chamor al isur kal et lo chayil, case of isur chamor, a stricter prohibition, according to Rabbi Shimon, would not take effect on a more lenient prohibition. How much more so isur kal al isur chamor mibaya, a more lenient prohibition obviously would not take effect on a stricter prohibition. You even need to ask about that." So the Gemara says, "Ma'od etema, I would have thought isur kehuna shane. I would have thought that maybe the case of the Kohen Gadol is different. Kohanim, the Gemara, the Chachamim say, ribabahen mitzvot yeterot, that the Torah gave the Kohanim extra mitzvot. So therefore, maybe I would have thought that the Kohen Gadol being with the Almanah is stricter, and we would count both Kohen Gadol and with the Almanah and with his sister. Kamash malan, that no, we would not count both of them. Amar leira papal abayi, says to Abaye." Israel abal achotos zona meshaveda. If a Israel sleeps with his sister, he makes her a zona. Chalala meshaveda or lo meshaveda? Does he make her a chalala or not? So the Gemara says, "Mi amrin on kal v'chomer." Would we say the following kal v'chomer? Mechayve lavin havya chalala. Mechayve kritud lo kol shekin. By case of negative prohibitions with a kohen, let's say anyone that is asur to kohen that he makes her a chalala, that we say is a negative commandment, and she becomes a chalala. Here is isur karet. Is not all the more so? The Gemara says, Odilmer, perhaps you would say, En chalala elem isur kehuna. Or maybe a chalala only comes from a prohibition of kehuna. So the Gemara says, Amar le, En chalala elem isur kehuna bilvad. Chalala only comes from an isur kehuna alone. Only that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Mina hamilta damu rabanan en chalala elem isur kehuna. How do we know that? The Tanya, the writer says, Lo ya'amer gerusha v'kohen gadol v'teite v'kal v'chomer mikohen ediyot. You shouldn't write divorcee by kohen gadol that she's asura. And you could just learn it from a regular kohen. Ve'ana Amir, I would have said the following: Hashda the kohen ediot asura, the kohen gadol mibaya. A divorced woman is prohibited to a regular kohen. She's not prohibited all the more so to kohen gadol. So says Lama ne'emra. Why does it say by kohen gadol? So it teaches us keshem shechaluka gerusha misona v'chalala mekohen ediot kach chaluka v'kohen gadol. Just like a divorcee is separate isur from his zona and a chalala by regular kohen, so too by kohen gadol. Both of them, there is a separate isurim. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously, Migrah Gar'ah, what? Somebody's a regular Kohen. He has the Isur of Gerusha. He becomes a Kohen Gadol. He doesn't have the Isur of Gerusha. Of course he has the Isur of Gerusha. So, Ela Keshem Shechalukah Gerusha Mizona V'Chalala V'Kohen Ediyot, Kach Almana Chalukah Migerusha V'Chalala Zona V'Kohen Gadol. Just like a divorcee is a separate Isur from a Zona and Chalala by regular Kohen, so to a widow is a separate Isur from divorcee, Chalala and Zona from a Kohen Gadol. That's what it's teaching us. So the Gemara says, Chalala Lama Ne'emra. Why does it say Chalala? And chalala elam isur kehuna, to teach us that a chalala only comes from isur kehuna, from prohibition of the kohanim. So the Gemara says zona lama neemra. Why does it say zona? So the Gemara says neemar kan zona, neemar lehalan zona. It says over here zona by kohen gadol, and it says by regular kohen. Ma kan zaro chulin, aflalan zaro chulin. Just like over here, the kohen gadol's children would become with the zona, the children would become chalalin chulin. So too, regular kohen, his children would become chalalin. Where it says Amar Ravashi, Hilkach the halacha is, since we said that chalala only comes from isur keuna, kohen abal achotov, a kohen sleeps with his sister, zona mishavela, chalala lo mishavela. He makes her a zona, but he does not make her into a chalala. Chazar ubaaleh, but if he then goes and sleeps with her again, asa'a chalala, only then would he make her a chalala. Because not necessarily him, Rashi says who a kohen acher, even another kohen. Because over there, then Rashi says shari asura lo mishum zona she'ina noheg ela bekehuna. She's asura to him because of the zona that only applies by kehuna. Amar Rav Yehuda, kohen gadol ba'almana lokesh taim. If a kohen gadol is with an almana, he gets two sets of lashes, two sets of 39. Achan mishum lo yikach ve'achan mishum lo yichalel. One because of don't take, one because of don't be mechalel. So the Gemara says, "V'lilke nami mishum lo yichalel zaro." He should also get a set of lashes, because you're not allowed to make your children chalalim. So he says, "B'shelo gamar biato." He didn't finish the relations; he stopped short, and that's why he's not liable for that prohibition. Meitiv Rava, almana ugrusha loke mishum shnei shemot. If someone is with if a kohen gadol is with a almana and is also a grusha, he's liable for two names. So the Gemara says, "My love shnei shemot v'tulo." sounds like only two. Where it says no. Lo, shnei shemot al ze, shnei shemot al ze, two for the almana and two for the gerusha. Two for each. Right? Lo yikach v'lo yichale, lo yikach v'lo yichale. So Gemara says, yachi, if that's the case, ein masefa, go to the latter part. Gerusha v'chalutza yinor chayev ela mishum achat. If let's say she's a divorcee and also a chalutza, he's only liable once. So the Gemara says, achi, how are you only liable once? It should be two. So the Gemara says, achi kamar, eino chayav ela al achat. He's only liable for one of them, ule'olam shnei shemot, but it's for two names, meaning, lo yikach and lo yichalev. The Gemara says, why? Why not chalutza? V'chalutza mid'rabanan? What? Is the isur of chalutza only d'rabanan? The Gemara says, v'atani, we have a veraita. The pasuk says, gerusha, and the other gerusha. We know a gerusha is prohibited to the kohen and kohen gadol. How do we know? So the Gemara says, chalutza mina, and how do we know chalutza? Tamu lomar ve'isha, it says ve'isha to teach you that from the Torah, a chalutza is prohibited. The Gemara says, no, mid'rabanan v'keras machte ve'alama. It's only a rabbinic prohibition in the pasuk. Is only teaching us an asmachta. It's just a proof to it, but it's not an actual isur deoraita. Amar Abaye, kidesh loke baal loke. If he did kiddushim with the person that the kohen is prohibited to, that's one set of lashes. He slept with her. That's another set. Kidesh loke mishum lo yikach, baal loke mishum lo yichalel. Two psukim. Rava Amar. Rava says no. Baal loke, lo baal eino loke. Only if he sleeps with her, he gets the two set of lashes. If not, he doesn't get any. Mishum dechtiv lo yikach lo yichalel, says don't take and don't ruin, don't make them chalalim. Ma ta'am lo yikach, why shouldn't you take kohen take someone asur de'en? Mishum lo yichalel, because of the prohibition of lo yichalel, meaning of sleeping with her. So therefore, only if he slept with her does he violate both prohibitions. Umode abaye bechazir gerushato sheim kidesh lo baal sheino loke. But abaye agrees that in case of someone who returns his divorcee after the woman married someone else, isur, you're not allowed to do that. That if he did kiddushin and didn't sleep with her, that he would not receive lashes. Why? The pasuk says, "Lekachta liyot lo leisha." Says to take her to be a wife to you is the prohibition. Once he divorces someone and she marries someone else, she is not. He's not allowed to take her back to be his wife. So that's amar achmana v'haleika. That's to be his wife specifically, and he didn't do that because he only did kiddushin. He didn't sleep with her. Umoder Rava, but Rava would agree. Bekohen gadol be'almana with a kohen gadol and almana. Sheim baal velo kiddush sheloke. That if he slept with her and he didn't do kiddushin, then he gets lashes. Why velo yichalel zaro be'amav marachmana v'harei uchilel? Says don't make your children chalalim, and he did. Ushneim modim machazir gerushato, and both of them agree by the case of someone who remarries divorcee after she married someone else. Sheim baal velo kiddush sheino loke. If he slept with her and didn't do kiddushin, he doesn't get lashes. Why derech likuchin aserat Torah? The Torah prohibited derech of marriage, not derech of just sleeping with her. Very good. Rida Omer, now we go back to the Mishnah. We said, Bat ger zachar kebat chalal. That a daughter of a male convert is like a daughter of a chalal. So the Tanya, Rida Omer, Bat ger zachar kebat chalal zachar. It's like a daughter of a chalal, a male chalal. V'adin noten, it's like kal v'chomer. Ma chalal sheba mi tipa kesher al bito pesuda. Just like a chalal who comes from a kosher tipa, comes from a kohen, he's kosher, but the daughter is pasul. Ger sheba mitipa pesula inodin shepito pesula, a convert that comes from a pasul seed. Right? How did the convert come from? From a goy, and then he converts. So he comes from someone pasul. How much more? So his daughter is pesula to the keuna. The Gemara said no. Mala chalal shekeni tzerato ba'avera. Chalal is different. A chalal was created by sinning. Kohen slept with someone he wasn't allowed to. He became a chalal. That's why. The Gemara says kohen gadol ba'almana yochiyach. Okay, kohen gadol, the widow will prove it. She'en yetzirato ba'avera bito pesula. Their creation wasn't by sinning, but still the daughter is pasul. Gemara says no. Mal kohen gadol ba'almana shekhen biyato ba'avera. Kohen gadol with almana, their relations is sinning. So the Gemara says, okay, let's go back to chalal. Chalal yochiyach. But you can't do that. We just learned that it didn't work. So the Gemara says v'chazaratin. And we came back to where we started. Lo re'ize ke re'ize. Both natures are not like one another, and we have to take the common denominator. Atzad ha-shaveh shebehen, the common denominator, she'enan re'barov ha-kal, they are not, the kohen gadol with almana and the chalal are not considered like majority of the kahal. Af ani avi et ha-ger she'enan barov ha-kal u'bito besula. So too I'll bring, and I'll learn out the ger, convert, who is not like the majority of the congregation, and his daughter is also pesula. The Gemara says, no. Your common denominator doesn't work because you have a chumrah, you have a stringency by the case of the common denominator. Why? Both the Kohen Gadol with Almana and the Chalal is through sin. So it's different. The Gemara says, "Lo teima kohen gadol ba'almana yochiach, and aima mitzir yishon yochiach." Okay, don't learn from a widow, the kohen gadol. Learn from a first generation Egyptian. Ma, so the Gemara says, "Ma mitzir yishon shaken eno ra'ol bakal." You can't learn from him either because he's not allowed to marry into Am Yisrael. So he says, "Chalal yochiach." Okay, go back to chalal. We already tried that; didn't work. Again, mechazar adin. We came back to where we started. Lo reizek kerizek. Excuse me. The natures are not like one another. We have to take the common denominator. Atzada shavesh ven sheinan berov akal vitov esula afani aviet ager sheinu berov akal vitov esula. The common denominator between the first generation Egyptian and the halal is that they're not like majority of the people, and their daughter is pesula. So to the convert, he's not like majority of the people, and his daughter is pesula. The Gemara says, "No, mala tzada shavesh ven shaken poslim bebiatam." The common denominator you brought, the first generation Egyptian and the halal, they are posel with their relations. They posel the woman. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yehuda ger nami posel biato." Rabbi Yehuda holds that a convert also is posel with his relations. And how do we know? He learns it from the mahatzad that we just brought. And what was that? Rashi says, we said that a halal who comes from a kosher seed, from a kohen, he is posel, a woman that he sleeps with. How much more so a convert who comes from a non-kosher seed, that he would be posel, a woman that he would sleep with. And therefore you can learn out from this common denominator to teach you that the ger's daughter is patul to the kohen. Then we said in the Mishnah, we have a four-way machloket of who is considered kosher to the kohenah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ger Vechulei. So Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was of the opinion that even if both father and mother were converts, the child is kosher. So the Gemara says, even more lenient approach, Tanya, Rashbi Omer, Rashbi says, Gioret Bechudah Mibat Shalosh Shanim Beyom Echad, Kishere LeKehunah, a convert under the age of 3 years old in one day, she is kosher to marry a kohen. How do we know? The Pasuk says, Shneimar Bechol Hataf Ben Nashim Achayu Lachem, all of the children, but nashim, achayu lachem, you should leave for yourselves alive, leave the children, he said, of the women, meaning the girl children, so he said, v'alo Pinchas haya imahem, and Pinchas was amongst them, when it says this. Meaning, if it's saying to leave those women alive, it's saying for marriage, and Pinchas is among them, meaning it's a mutar to the Kohanim if they convert from under 3 years old. So the Gemara says, v'rabanan, what would the Rabbanan say? Achayu lachem, l'avadim l'shvachot. No, it meant for slaves and maidservants. The Gemara says, "V'kulan mikra achad darshu." All four opinions learn from one pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Almana ugrusha lo ikhu lahem lanashim kim betulav misera beit Yisrael." You have to take from virgins of Beit Yisrael, zera Beit Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yehuda sabar ad deika kol zera miYisrael." It has to be that all zera, all the parents were Jewish. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov sabar, he holds mizera v'afilu miktat zera. Even if part of the parents were zera Yisrael, that's fine. Right, Rashi says, "Afilu zera kachush kegon min ha'em ger shenasa Yisraelit." If a convert married an Israelite, that's also kosher. Rabbi Yossi Sava, Rabbi Yossi says, "Mishen nizra'u b'Yisrael." You had to be nizra b'Yisrael, meaning his. Rashi says, "Shete horata b'kedusha." His conception had to be brought up in Israel, meaning he had to be born Jewish. That's all it takes. And Rashbi, who is the more and. Rashbi, who's the most lenient approach, Savar, Mishen Yizru Betulav Yisrael. No, she just had to become, while still a virgin, she had to become a Jew. Meaning, we understand, under the age of 3, she had to become a Jew, and then she would be kosher for Kohen. Amar le Rav Nachman Rava, he says to Rava, Hai Kra, Reishu Kohen Gadol, V'Seifa Kohen Hediot. This Pasuk, the beginning of the Pasuk, is talking about Kohen Gadol. Right? It says, Dichtiv Almana Ugrusha. It's talking about a widow to Kohen Gadol. The end of the Pasuk is talking about a regular kohen, because it says almanah is permitted. So it says amar la'in. He says, "Yeah, what's the problem?" So v'katav kra hachi. Is that how a pasuk is written? Is a pasuk written in such a way? Amar la'in. Yes, it is. Dichtiv says in the pasuk, we saw this by Shmuel and Navi. It says v'ner Elohim terem yichbe u'Shmuel shochev ve'echal Adonai. It says that right before the light went out, and Shmuel was lying in the hechal of Hashem. Hold on. V'alo ein yeshiva ba'azara ele malchi be David b'dvad. Who was allowed to sit in the Azara, the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash? Only the kings from Beit David. So how is Shmuel there? Ella, you have to learn the Pasuk differently. Ella, Ner Elohim Terem Yichbe Be'echal Hashem. The light was about to go out in the Hechal of Hashem. Ushmuel Shochev, and Shmuel was sitting, lying, Bimkomo, in his place. Meaning, you can change up the Pasuk like this. So it's possible that you can read a Pasuk in different ways and spin it around the way it, you know, it's supposed to be read. Okay. V'halmana asher tiyeh almana mikohen ikachu. It says Amanah that should be a widow from the Kohen he can take. So the Gemara says, Mikohen in from Yisrael lo. What? You can only take a widow. The Kohen can only, regular Kohen can only take a widow that was from a Kohen, not from an Yisrael. The Gemara says, Hachi kamar. No, this is what I meant to say. Mikohen yikachu, mishar kohenim yichu. Meaning, you're allowed, the rest of the Kohenim are allowed to take from a widow, a regular widow, but not Kohen Gadol. Meaning, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to take a widow, that would be Isur. Tanya Meachu, you have a right to just like this. Mikohen yikachu, mishar kohenim yichu. That the rest of the Kohenim can take. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mina mesim lekuna yichu, from the ones that marry after the kuna you can take." How do we know? Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh, he goes according to his reasoning. The Amar, bat ger zachar kebat chalal zachar, daughter of a male convert is like a daughter of a male chalal. Kol shatan oseh bito, atan oseh amanato. Because yatan oseh bito, yatan oseh amanato. Just like if you're allowed to marry the daughter, you can marry the widow. If you cannot marry the daughter, you cannot marry his widow. Very good. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Ger Shenasag Yored, even a convert who married a convert, therefore the child will be kosher. Sorry. So earlier on, we had this four-way machloket, right? I think I mentioned Rabbi Ezim and Yaakov. We saw that Rabbi Ezim and Yaakov's opinion was that as long as the child has Afil Miktat Zera, meaning even if one of the parents is fully Jewish, but the other one was a convert, that's also kosher. Now we have the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says, no, even if both parents are converts, then the child is Jewish. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nuna Mishmei De Ula Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi, Halacha Falz Rabbi Yossi. V'chen Amar Bava Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi, Halacha Falz Rabbi Yossi. U'miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash Nagu Kohanim Silsu Ba'atzman Ki Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kohanim went up a level to when they went like Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, which I think I made a mistake earlier. It's not two Gerim. It's one, the mother, let's say, was a convert, the father was Yisraelite. They held that was okay. So even a stricter level. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Li Huna, Bani Malech, Morim Lo Kerev Ezem Yaakov. They come to ask you, what do you tell them? Like Rav Ezem Yaakov, that one parent Israelite, one Ger, the child is kosher of the Kehuna. Says Nasa, In Motzim Otam, Imenu Kerev Yossi. But if she got married, you don't have to make them remove the marriage and divorce if they were posek like Rav Yossi, like one convert married the other convert, and that daughter would be kosher for the Kehuna and would be posek like Rav Yossi. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Okay, we'll do a quick 1-minute recap.